Okay, got a listener DM. He's basically like, what she orders when we go out to eat, I can't figure out if it's a deal breaker. So here's the message.
Okay.
Hey guys, I listen just about every day. I live in Portland, but drive to Brunswick for work. I make sure to leave a few minutes early to catch the dating ghosting topics on Thursdays. Blown off. Mm-hmm. Just for the record, I'm not ghosting this girl, but I'm questioning if I could stay with her because of what she orders whenever we go out to eat. It's not every single time, but I would say the majority of the time she orders off the kids' menu, if there is one.
Okay.
She's not a very adventurous eater. I am really into trying new things, new restaurants in Portland, etc. I don't mind that she's not into trying things when we go out, but it's kind of embarrassing. I mean, she's almost 30 and orders stuff like chicken tenders and grilled cheese. Usually the server will make a funny face, and I just find it so odd and embarrassing. I guess one perk is that it does end up being cheaper. Maybe Todd would like that.
Yeah.
LOL. So, yeah, I don't know of an adult who I know who orders off the kids' menu. And I do know, you know, a handful of picky eaters.
I do.
You do?
I do.
7-9 Coast. Anyone else know an adult who orders off a kids' menu?
Yeah, he's 43. He's
what?
My age. Yep.
Who?
He's I won't say his name.
What does it start with?
He is a very, very, very close friend of my family's.
Oh.
We vacationed a bunch of times, and if he's listening, he knows, and there's a lot of people know who I'm talking about, but he only eats, no, it's not Josh. He only eats chicken fingers, French fries, and we make fun of him endlessly. Like,
yeah.
Like if, you know, we're up at camp and we're all cooking, you know, everyone takes a different meal.
Yeah.
We have to make sure that we bring a bag of frozen French fries.
What?
And chicken nuggets for him. Because
and Wyatt and the 9-year-old
and Wyatt. So we're always like, okay, oh my, I almost said his name, but okay, you go to
well,
the kids' table.
Who cares? What's his name?
Zach.
Do not ever commit a crime, Kel. You will crack in 2 minutes.
You know, he's a great guy, but listen,
he's a great guy, but he eats like a man-child.
He's a man-child, 100% when he eats, and we all make fun of him. Like, oh, what's on the menu for tonight?
Right.
Oh, pizza.
Oh, Dino Nuggies.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Now, look, don't get me wrong. I will absolutely finish what the kids don't eat, because I'm the garbage disposal.
Right.
Which I wear with a badge of honor.
Yeah.
But I definitely am not ordering that for myself.
Now it's just we're used to it. But we always wonder when he goes out on a date.
Yeah.
We always say to him, what's the girl going to say?
Is he single?
He's single. And this is probably why.
Oh, my God.
I know. We're like, you can't go out to dinner with her.
Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kate. I'm calling from Portland.
Kate in Portland. Do you order off the kids' menu, or do you know someone who orders off the kids' menu, or is this you?
It's a little bit more complicated than that because I have an eating disorder that makes my diet extremely restrictive. And so, like, extreme textures and tastes are off limits for me. So, and I actually, this is a problem for me because I really, really hate going out to eat because I feel judged a lot.
Right.
So that's a really sensitive, and it's very common, especially in autistic people, it's a big problem. So.
Oh, that, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, sure, sure.
That's one of those things that a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah.
So, it's like you said, it's when I go out, like when I go to Subway and I order a cheese sandwich and they're like, really? You couldn't make this at home?
And what about the portions? Because the portions are smaller for the kids' menu too. Do you end up being hungry or is it enough?
Yeah, sometimes, but we, like when you get sides, it's not a big deal, but it leaves more room for like apps and sides and desserts and things. So it's not that bad in that sense. You know, we check the menu first and we make sure that they have something that I will eat or something that I can alter slightly.
Chicken fingers and...
Well, I'm actually a vegetarian as well.
Oh, no.
But like if they have like chicken Alfredo, I'll say, can I have that without the chicken or, you know, something like that.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. Actually, it tastes really good. That sounds
you
good
eat
right
way better than my friend Zach. So,
yeah.
And his has no reason behind it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Hi. Good morning. Who's this?
Amanda,
do you order off the kids' menu?
I'm pregnant and have such a hard time eating things that lately, yes.
Oh, really? So the kids' menu has the more, I don't want to say bland, but kind of like simple foods that you can get, you can keep down.
Yes, or I order appetizers. And I'm somebody that likes to try new things, so it's been very frustrating lately.
Oh, wow. Is this your first?
Oh, this is my fourth.
Four, and was it the same with the other pregnancies?
No. Nope, not at all.
Okay. Well, it's kind of funny that you order off the kids' menu when you're having a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's funny. Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good one. Someone said my sister-in-law is 57 and she orders off the kids' menu all the time.
Yeah.
She literally only eats chicken fingers and grilled cheese sandwiches, and she'll only eat like a third of the plate.
Oh, is she single? I got a guy.
Set her up with Zach.
Yeah.
How old is Zach?
43.
Okay, well, is he into older ladies?
Yes, he is, actually.
Hey, text her. Send us the sister-in-law's number.
Let's do it.
Yeah. They're like, oh, we're going to have a date. Oh, where are you guys going? Chuck E. Cheese.
I know, he'd be pumped.
Yeah, well, I knew it was going to be when we had our chicken nuggets and then jumped in the ball pit.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there even a Chuck E. Cheese around here?
I don't think so.
Not anymore.
Oh, no.